This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Sunday morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you out on this Veterans Day edition. It's the 100th anniversary of World War I ending. 11th day of the 11th month in pretty humbling type stuff here, and all the different stories of veterans out there, and just want to say thank you to all of them. Everyone I know thanks you for those who have served and presently serve. Let's go into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I still have parsley and oregano in my garden. Should I dig it up by the roots and bring it inside, or will it come back next year?
So, it could come back next year. I've seen it come back without issues. Different years. But if you really wanted to keep it and make sure that it was going to survive, you could definitely dig it up and get it inside for the winter. Keep it in a sunny window. Maybe not like overheated vent or anything along those lines, unless you're trying to keep it producing at this point. Try to get as big of a root system as you can get. Get, a bigger pot, the better, just to get as much of it so there's not as much shock. The other thing I would suggest doing is watering it before you were to dig it up, if you wanted to dig it up. You could, so the watering will allow any of the roots that are in there to absorb it, so that when you do, if you cut any of the roots, the shock isn't as much. The other thing you can be doing is, say you wanted to keep it out, you can be covering it with the salt marsh hay, in the next couple, week to 10 days, covering that whole area to give it that consistent temperature so it stays the same temperature over the winter. So when it freezes, it freezes. It doesn't get that freeze-thaw effect where it gets warm, then cold, warm, then cold. And that really is what does the damage the most. Go ahead.
Would that be parsley and the oregano?
Yeah, both. Kind of treat them the same way. But I've seen them both over winter out there. You just have to do, a little bit of extra to them, covering them, taking care of them. The oregano, you might want to cut back a little bit. Could have been cut back earlier just a little bit to get it there. But just covering them and protecting them for the winter is going to do, wonders compared to just leaving them as they are.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your program. Mm-hmm.
No problem, Margaret. Thank you so much for the phone call. Good luck.
Wonderful job. Wonderful.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy in Cape Cod.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I've heard a lot about rose bushes and hydrangeas and not to cut them till the spring. I'm wondering about my dogwood trees. I have some help coming in a couple of weeks, and I wanted to cut them, trim them back. Is it too late in the season?
No, it's a dogwood tree, right? It's not like a. Yes. It's not the shrub or the bush.
It's a tree.
Okay. You actually could be doing some of that at this time of year or in the winter if it's a big tree. A lot of, like, the bigger trees, the best time of year to prune them is actually in the winter, because you can see where the cross branches are. You can see where different things are rubbing on other branches. You can also, you know, just see generally into the tree versus when the leaves are covering it, you can't see everything. You'll notice a lot of arborists are in trees in January and February. Might be really cold up there, but that's when they can do their work, because they can see where they're stepping. They can see where they're walking. So I'd take that and use it on what you're doing now and realize that you can do it. You know, the best time of year for it's usually right after it will flower, just so that, you know, you don't affect anything for next year. But if you're looking to cut it back a little bit, get rid of some of those suckers and some of the, you know, just some of the cross branches, now would be a great time to do it. You could do that without a problem.
What I'm trying to do is lower the height a little bit. So I wanted to cut the top branches like about 3 feet down.
Yeah. No, you can definitely do that. You know, as long as, you know, let's look at it. Are you taking more than a third of the tree off, or are you taking?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, you should definitely be fine. Because the rule of thumb, you know, be it what it may, but it's supposed to be taking a third of the tree of any shrub is the max that you really should prune. That way, you're not doing too much damage to the tree or shrub. So that's why I was asking how much. So just, you can definitely cut it back at this point. Try to have them shape it a little bit. So it's not just like a flat top on the top, but shape it on the outsides as well. And like I said, get rid of any of that sucker growth or any branches that are really rubbing on each other. See what you can do. Look, kind of take a look at it and say, all right, I want this branch gone because it's not going to affect as much. Long term, the rubbing just, invites insects and pathogens and that type of thing. And that's one of the reasons why I suggest doing it. The sucker growth is that branch that goes straight up and down. It might come off the side of the plant, go out like about a half an inch, and then go straight up. That's considered sucker growth. That just takes water and nutrients away from the plant versus actually helping the plant and being fuller. You see it a lot on, like, crab apples is the easiest way to see it. I know at my parents' house in Maine, there's a crab apple that just has shoots going straight up on a bunch of it, straight up and down, and I usually will cut a few of those out for them to get that. So that's what I would do. If you can't get it done, that's fine. You can always do it in the spring again, but you might just lose some of the blossoms. But, you know, if you can do it now, definitely you have time to do it.
What about hemlock bushes? They're quite tall. They're probably about 15 feet. What's happening is they're blocking my sunlight to my vegetable garden in the afternoon, and I'd love to bring them down, which would mean a chainsaw cutting the trunk. Is that okay to do at this time of year?
Well, so you want to cut them down completely, or?
Oh, no. I just want to get rid of the height again.
Yeah, I mean, you could have somebody do it if they can do it, you know, kind of get that A-frame of the hemlock. You could also do it in the spring if you can't get anybody to do it right now. Some people don't want to go up on the ladder when it's cold like this. You know, getting up higher is going to be even colder if it's windy, that type of thing. But if you can't get it done at this point, you could definitely do that in the spring, either way. But
bringing it down a third won't.
No, that'll definitely help it long term. I've seen them get A-framed. Basically, it looks like an A. You know, picture the top of an A, you know, flat, and then two sides down at an angle. I've seen that happen many different times. But you should be all right with that, doing that.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information.
All right, Nancy, thank you so much for the phone call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plants, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains all the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix is from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, sorry guys, I've been dealing with a little bit of a cold, been traveling this past week, so everything's starting to get to me a little bit. Usually figures it always has to happen on Sundays. Feel free to give us a call and I'll do everything I can to help you out at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to call us. We'll talk about a bunch of different things coming forward. It's really one of the last weekends to be getting ready for winter out there. Get as much done as you can. Maybe this weekend try to start that snowblower. See if it's going to start for you when the snow actually hits. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. And Nathan, who's up next?
Joan in Marion, Massachusetts.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. One has to do with a winter cactus, a little one. It has holes on the leaves, and I'm wondering if I should repot it or wait. It doesn't have any flowers.
Okay, is it the holes in the leaves that is making you wonder if you should repot it, or is there something else?
Well, I don't know why, what's causing it. It was out for the summer. It looked terrific. I brought it in the house, and then all of a sudden I noticed holes in the leaves.
Okay. So if you're worried about that, you could be using, an organic product on there. You could be using, like, a Captain Jack's type product spray on the plant. I would definitely, if you have like a garage or like a sunroom or something, spray it out there. That is organic.
And what is that for?
That would be like an insect, a chewing type insect.
Okay.
The other thing is if you're looking to repot it.
Yep.
When you repot it, use a product from Bonide called Systemic Houseplant Granules.
Okay.
This will help with any of the soil-borne insects like fungus gnats, that type
okay.
of thing. You mix that on the top of the soil once you've repotted it and get it in there. I believe you water it in as well. You can use that every couple, I want to say it's like 2 to 4 weeks. I'd have to double check on the break. I haven't looked at the package in a bit of time. But it's a systemic that takes care of those fungus gnats. Those are the ones that kind of look like little fruit flies around the plants.
I I don't see any activity on it with my eyes. I don't know. Okay. I don't see anything on
it. This systemic houseplant, I just like to do it anytime I repot to get it in there to help the plant just absorb it a little bit, just to help the plant protect any, because some you never know what could be in some soil. You just don't know. So that's why I like to do that.
And is it okay to do it now, or should I wait?
It would be fine to do that now.
Okay. Oh, okay. And I have another quick question. I have a little section of supposedly, I don't know what you call it, lawn slash plantings, and it's always a mess. And somebody told me you could put, like, plastic down and get rid of that for, like, the spring. And so that was one option I wanted to ask you about, if it would kill what's there, which is fine with me. Or can I leave leaves on there? Would that do it?
So the leaves might just protect what's there.
Oh, okay.
And create more of that barrier. What you want to take a look at is like a heavy-duty, like, black plastic.
Okay.
They do sell them at some garden centers. I've seen them and used them in the past. They were called warps. So it's like tarps.
Warps.
It's like spelling tarps, just with a W.
Oh, great.
It's that heavier black plastic that's meant to, you know, create that warm, heavier duty area.
And when I uncover it, what will happen? Everything will be dead?
Yeah, so you want to keep it on as long as you can. To do that, everything underneath there should have perished. If you know, a lot of people just leave it on there and keep that hot sun on it as long as possible to allow it to bake and cook underneath it, because it's creating that hot underneath it, and that's what's gonna. It will also probably start composting a little bit underneath there.
Oh, okay, nice.
Over time, so it might make it fresh and nice for you to start with something new next year.
So if we're coming into winter season, which we are, the cold, it doesn't matter what season it is?
Yeah, I mean, you can do it now. It's not going to hurt it. We've actually, somebody a couple weeks ago talked about how somebody who knew put it on their garden. They put leaves, they put pine needles and lime and some compost, put that black cover on there, and in the spring it was nice and fresh and composted and mixed nicely.
Great.
But you could do it during that, you know, if you really want that heavy kill quickly, it's during the summertime or when it's hot and when the sun's the highest and it's going to be on it the longest.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the phone call, Joan. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Hope you feel better.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
As Homer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's As Homer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Let us remember.
The French president speaking as leaders from around the globe gather in Paris to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. With President Trump in attendance, French President Emmanuel Macron says here through a translator,
let us not forget. Because the remembrance of these sacrifices urges us to be worthy of those that died for us so that we may live free.
The anniversary of the end of World War I is why today is Veterans Day in the United States. Six fires still raging in California. At least 25 people have been killed because of them. 23 killed by the campfire in Northern California, as 14 more bodies were found yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today to help you out with all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna in Massachusetts.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning, and thank you. I've been listening to you for a long time, so I've been trying to call the past few weeks, but I keep doing it when it's like almost 10 o'clock. So I have a question about an orchid. This orchid got knocked over. I mean, it was past its flowering, but it still had leaves, and it got knocked over a couple times. And, of course, because it's in that kind of medium, it pretty much came out of the pot. I put it back in. Now, this happened several months ago, and I hoped for the best. The leaves all died except for one small one that seemed to be a newer leaf. And the orchid ended up being very loose in the medium. I left it there. I watered it, and I put a little orchid food in, but I was afraid to really mess with it a little bit because I don't know a lot about how tight they should be. So now the orchid has remained loose in the medium, but about 2 months ago I noticed two new leaves growing because I noticed the kind of green roots seemed like they were still alive. Mm-hmm. So now I'm not sure what I should do as far as leaving it loose like that in the medium, or if there's something I should do to secure it a little better as the leaves continue to grow, but very slowly.
Yeah, so, you know, orchids do have more of a loose type soil. You can be using, a lot of times you'll see like bark. Different like cores, coconut fibers, some mulches, anything that's bark, you know, like that. And you know, the roots tend to just circle and take over the area. So you know, you the roots need the air to breathe. Mm-hmm. So having it loose isn't a bad thing. If you were to take a look at like a stack of orchid pots at like a garden center, all the orchid pots have holes in the sides.
Okay.
That's to let the air in there for the root system to breathe.
Yeah, okay.
So that's...
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My dog was trying to escape over the fence.
I understand. I got my dog as my sidekick sitting next to me. So you got to take care of him, right?
I know, I do.
So anyways, so
go ahead.
If you notice that on the orchid pots, there's a lot of holes on the side. That's to allow the air in there, to allow the roots to breathe. Being loose like that is not a bad thing. It should, over time, get a little bit stronger. The root system will jump onto it and start to circle around there. You know, if it's something that you're worried about where it is, maybe try and, you know, put it into a bigger size pot with a little bit more of that bark and soil around it. But I think what you've done is right, because the leaves are coming back. It's starting to rejuvenate. So I wouldn't really do anything to the soil other than, you know, keep it watered like you normally have and the orchid food. You want to push the orchid food until you start to get the blossoms. So they start to get going. So it's definitely something, you know, if I were you at this time, I wouldn't, you know, do anything extravagant with the pot or anything along those lines, because it has started to succeed with what you've done. So that's my thoughts on it. But continue to fertilize it with that orchid food as consistently as the package says. Don't go more or don't go less, because you want to push the growth in it and make it so it will start to shoot up those flowers.
Right. Okay. Okay, could I ask one quick question? My mom gave me some geranium cuttings from a white geranium, which are very hard for me to ever find. And I have rooted them in water. I did add a little bit of fertilizer to the water because it was just plain. But I have a pretty good root system starting, and I'm just wondering which potting soil would be best to put them in at this point.
So you would want to go with like a seed starter type fertilizer or like a soilless mix. Espoma has a great mix for their indoor potting you know, something along those lines. It's nice light. What I like to do when I'm using any of their soil, put the soil into the pot and then water it before I put anything in it. Okay, I know it sounds a little crazy, but you want the moisture to get into the soil and really get mixed in there. So when you put the plant in, it actually has some moisture ready to go. So once you've watered it in, let it absorb, because you're going to notice that it's going to go right through. You water it a couple times, so it will get damp, not soaking wet, but damp. And then you put the cuttings in there, you know, open up a little bit in the center, put the cutting in there so the roots can get in there, fill around it, and do it that way. But it's usually like a soilless type mix is the best way to do it. And again, Espoma has a great potting mix that you can find at local garden centers.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for the info. I'm hoping that I'm successful in all fronts.
Me too, Donna. Good luck. Hopefully we got some flowers on there coming in the next couple months for you.
Yes, thanks again.
Thanks.
Bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out. Ho, ho, ho. Fiddlehead Florist has created 3 brand new styles of wreaths, all locally sourced, conveniently double-sided, and best of all, handmade in Maine. Go to www.fiddleheadflorist.com to order your holiday wreath and make all of your neighbors jealous with envy. Shipping is free starting November 20th, and these make great gifts for family and friends. A portion of the sales will go to the Paul Parent Garden Club in his memory. Shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. And my brother Jason will be part of that, making sure that that same quality is there. I love the company he works for, Fiddleheads, out of Cape Elizabeth. Great group of people. You get that same great quality that you had when my father and myself and my brother Jay were making these. So give them a take a look at their website. And the phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next? All right, Nathan, you there, bud?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, hi.
Hey, we've got Maria in New Hampshire.
Maria, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yes, I have three lime hydrangeas in the front of my house. Excuse me one second. And I trimmed back the first one. I took the blossoms off because they were huge this year, and they were really causing all the branches to bend pretty far. Now, I have two more to do, and my question is it too late to cut them? And if so, when do I cut them? Or secondly, if it is okay to cut them now, how far down can I cut the branches down?
So you said you have a limelight hydrangea?
I'm sorry? Right?
A limelight hydrangea?
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, you definitely did the right thing by cutting the blossoms off. That's mm-hmm. what I would start with. So with a limelight hydrangea being in the paniculata family, they'll usually grow on new wood. So it's okay to be pruning them in the late winter, early spring. But if you wanted to do it right now, that would be fine. What I'd like to see you do is not cut it all the way down now. I'd look more at just getting rid of the blossoms. Sometimes, you know, you have the huge blossoms and that stem. You could cut that back a bit versus just cutting the whole plant at like a rounded type spot. Really kind of look at it and get rid of the old flowers. As you said, they, you know, during the season they bent over and just kind of look like that. I noticed that in the nursery that I work at as well. But by cutting off the flowers, one of the reasons why we do that is so that the snow won't bend them over and break them. When you break mm-hmm. something like a branch, it has like a more of like a serrated type edge to it, and it can't really heal across. Whereas if you were to prune it, you know, your scissors are sharp and or your pruners are nice and sharp, and they cut a nice straight line to allow it to have that nice seal over it. So that's why I would suggest cutting the blossoms at this point and then waiting till the spring to cut the limelight hydrangea back more of like an extreme.
Okay, so and in the spring I can take the blossoms off now and then cut it back more dramatically in the spring. And about when in the spring?
So we usually say like late winter is what they call it. Late winter, early spring. So we're, you know.
So March.
Yeah, late March, early April, when you start to see some of those. And that's not the case with all hydrangeas, but with this hydrangea in particular, you can be doing that.
Okay.
You know, there's the old style hydrangeas that you couldn't cut because you would affect next year's blossoms. It's usually in the blues, the darker blues and pink colors mm-hmm. that you can't do that to. With a lot of the whites and the limes, you can be cutting those in the spring.
Okay, great. Now, is there time for another question?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, we live in New Hampshire up near Hanover, which is on the Vermont border, about halfway up the state. And we had there was a trench that had to be dug on our property. So they just finished it, and now we have dirt there. Is it too late to put grass seed down?
It's a little bit late. But, you know, it's one of those things where if you wanted to put some grass seed down, you could do it. But definitely cover it with, like, a salt marsh hay or some sort of blanket. I mean, mm-hmm. we're really getting to the end there. I've seen people put down grass seed all the way until December, but you don't have as good of a quality of a return. But if you're going
to
do anything,
try
to do it in early spring, because okay. you don't want weeds to start actively growing, because the seed will have something to compete with, so they'll have to compete
gotcha.
With weed seeds. Whereas when there's nothing there, they can just compete with each other and try to get bigger that way. So that's why I want you to do it as early as possible. You could do that around the same time you prune those hydrangeas. you know, if, as long as the ground is a little bit thawed down there, so the soil has something to grasp and you can actually water the ground. Definitely gotcha. In the spring, use, you know, a salt marsh hay or something along those lines to cover it so that it can grow through. They even have, like, mats that you can put
down. Yeah, I have a
down.
Lot of that, mainly mulch.
Yeah, that's a perfect one to be doing as well. That's a good one.
Yeah, because right now the turkeys are still out, and I'm afraid they're going to eat all the seed if I put them down now. But I see your point about the weeds as well. Well, terrific, Patrick. Thank you so much. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much for the phone calls. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. There's not that much time before the break, so I don't want to take another caller on. We'll take them right on the other side of the break. But feel free to give us a call. We got about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show. We'll do everything we can to help you out. In the meantime, if you wanted to get some information, you could go to our website at paulparent.com and go to where it says more information, I believe, and take a look at our newsletter. We've been sending out the newsletter regularly. My mom has been taking some of the older ones and putting them on so that we can get some good information. They're all timely, a lot of great information that my father wrote. We want to keep that out there going for you guys so you really can get some information. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps. So your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there that are serving us now and in the past. It's the 100th, marks the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One today. It's the 11th day of the 11th month, and at 11 o'clock is when everything went down 100 years ago today. So all of you who have served, past and present, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Nathan, let's go right back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Patty and Brewster.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Yes, I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a ponytail palm that's at least 10 years old. It was 7 inches tall when I bought it, and it's now 7 feet tall.
Wow.
In a floor pot in my great room. But the top foot of it or so, instead of being up straight like the rest of it was as it was growing, is now bent over, and I don't know why. I don't know if I'm overwatering it, underwatering it, I don't want to lose it at this point.
Yeah, definitely. Now, has anything changed in its cycle in the past couple weeks, months?
No.
Okay.
It's in the same spot where it's been since it was a baby.
Okay.
And nothing's changed, except that I put it in this huge ceramic pot now. But everything else is the same. There aren't any bugs on it or anything.
Okay. Now, are the leaves turning yellow? Or are they still green? Or
no, they're still nice and green. It looks perfectly healthy, except the top foot is bent over.
Okay.
And it's not that it's, pressing on the ceiling, because it isn't.
Now, is it, with the ponytail palm, I know that, the tops do curl down on there. This is just an abnormal, what it's looked like previous?
Yeah, because the new growth always, grew up straight.
Yep.
And then eventually, when a new top would be coming, then the old top would hang down like the rest of the plant.
Gotcha.
But this here, it's just the whole top foot of it is just bent right over.
Now, when you say bent over, do you...
If a new top was going to grow, it would be growing face down like...
Gotcha.
Instead of reaching up.
Yeah, no, I completely get it. So one of the things on there, are they, when they're bent over, is it like bent? Like there's like a bend in it? Or is it like rounded down?
It's just rounded over.
Okay. When was the last time you fed it?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember ever feeding it.
Okay, I think it would be about time to start feeding it with like a an indoor houseplant fertilizer to give it a little bit extra nutrients, to give it a little something else to help it out a little bit. I think I think what could be happening is maybe, it's been there for that 7 years. It's really been pushing its growth, and it just needs a little something extra from you other than the watering. Maybe give it something along the lines of like a 10-10-10 fertilizer. Liquid fertilizer in that, or you could use like an organic liquid fertilizer from Espoma. They have some really good products in there. I always like to use either a liquid or a granular, none of the like stakes. I don't like the stakes.
Oh, yeah.
Rather have something I know that's going to be in there. If you're going to use the liquid fertilizer, make sure you water it first so that when you do feed it with a liquid, it'll slowly go into the plant versus if it was really dry plant and you put the fertilizer in first, that's going to go right to the saucer underneath it. So that's why I'm suggesting you should water first, okay?
Okay,
I think that would definitely help it should improve some of the conditions. What I'll do is I'll continue to look up a little bit more on and see if that's typical. And so maybe on the other side of the break, I'll have some more information. I can just say it over the air to you. I'll see what I can do to help you out. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patty. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll see you during the 9 o'clock hour and the last hour of the show. Do what we can to help you out.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.